Today is the 16th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. People across the country are paying respects this morning at memorial sites. And for many communities far from New York, local monuments that incorporate some of the artifacts from the wreckage hold a special value. Shamitha Basu from member station WNYC reports.
Why, of all places, does Gibsonburg, Ohio, have a 7,000-pound hunk of steel from the Twin Towers in New York?
Why not Gibsonburg? You know, let Gibsonburg be the place that inspires people to move forward.
Mark Glotzbecker, the village administrator, reached out to the Port Authority when he found out they were giving away Ground Zero artifacts. Gibsonburg, a town of just 2,600 people in northwest Ohio, ended up with one of the largest pieces, a 36-foot-long antenna from the North Tower. It now sits atop a 17-foot replica of the New World Trade Center.
We don't want what happened on that day to be relegated to just a TV show or a textbook. We wanted something physical that they can learn from.
Lots of New Yorkers have visceral memories of that day. How thick the air was, the smell, the unbelievable amount of dust. These artifacts represent the trauma, the mythology, and the patriotism of 9/11. That's what draws visitors to these local monuments. If you drive along Highway 23 in Minnesota, you'll see signs for a memorial in Rockville, a small granite quarry town northwest of Minneapolis. Daryl Stile, who spearheaded efforts to get a twisted 6-foot I-beam to Rockville, says it's hard to explain, but the piece of steel has the same effect on everyone.
Am I crazy or what? But this piece of metal is drawing me to touch it. There's something there. And then everybody says, no, we can feel it. It's drawing me to that piece of metal, so there are spirits there.
The beam sits on a podium made of Rockville's famous granite. And Daryl Stile says, sure, they could have made a memorial without the artifact, but its presence is filled with meaning.
We all lost something that day, whether we were there or not.
Memorial events are planned for today at many of the over 1,000 memorials made with Ground Zero artifacts, from Pompeii to Fukushima to Carson City. For NPR News, I'm Shamitha Basu.